Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Cinco de Mayo. Yeah, no one does that anymore. Here you go. AI was used to generate President Trump's indictment and jury. Really? Now, that's bizarre. The article also points out a new development in censorship. Proactive censorship. Wow. Getting ahead of stories now. They censor identified MAGA supporters in advance of news breaks and use their AI magic to throttle their voice. Now, I thought Mike Crispy made a very excellent observation when he pointed out the obvious. We're being driven into war with China, and probably with Russia as well, by the CCP-planted Manchurian American president. Isn't that kind of odd to you? The family that has business ties with both Ukraine and China are beating the war drums in both Ukraine and trying to instigate something here with China. Mike Gill's story is an interesting one. Allow me to introduce you to Mr. Mike Gill, if you've not heard of him before. Not the Calvinist theologian, by the way. Another guy, a whistleblower that apparently discovered the hub of deep state funding operations, and he found it in his own home state of New Hampshire. Ron DeSantis signs a bill in Israel to combat hate crimes intended to protect his Jewish constituents in Florida? That is a bit odd, I thought. Let's take a look. So what we've known all along is now something everyone knows for sure, and yet it appears no one cares. Records show funding for EcoHealth was funneled to the Wuhan Institute of Virology Research in order to create a coronavirus mutant. Heads up on the coming second wave bio attack and, what you should do to prepare and why you should not panic. Okay, my friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
There's a whole lot of talk going on about AI, artificial intelligence, but no fear. Have no fear, Biden has appointed the perfect person to head up a task force to address any concerns we might have about that. He picked the person that is, without any question, the best human counterpart to artificial intelligence. She is the most artificial person ever and has zero intelligence. So that should be a good antidote. Anyway, enter VP Kamala, how do you say it? Harris. Musk wants more control. But someone on the five, I forget who, warned if we do not develop AI, and, the CCP and the Ruskies are going to do it, for sure. So this might be a case where developing a novel virus would be a good idea. Maybe we could adopt a play from the Fauci handbook on hiding illegal gain-of-function research from congressional prohibition and oversight by just, calling it something else. And then redirecting funding through a proxy organization like EcoHealth Alliance to continue work on a mutated virus bioweapon while claiming he was only trying to get ahead of evolution in order to anticipate the next pandemic. Yeah, right. But really, maybe this would be a case for developing a computer virus that would make any AI-generated doppelganger or AI-generated voter, har-har. Yeah, did you hear there? Creating voters by AI these days? But some algorithm that would cause these, that would identify these fake-generated personalities and so on, to vomit putrid green guck and start vibrating so hard it would fling the guck all over everyone looking at it. my imagination does sometimes get ahead of me. Now, that would require some advanced animation algorithm programming for sure. But Musk could do it, right? He can do anything. Was AI used to generate President Trump's indictment and jury? I understand that on April 4, 2023, we had the first AI prosecutor indict someone. This from Tory. Quote, President Trump's indictment and jury was AI generated, end quote, April 4, 2023, is going down in history because not only did the first AI prosecutor prosecute a human, but it was also the first time that a former president of the United States was indicted too, and it happened by AI, end quote. Well, I have good news. Someone already has thought of creating software that can detect AI-generated content. You can get it at GPT-0 website. I have it here. Only this checks text content. I don't know if it works on videos. I don't think so. Maybe I haven't had time to work with it or to look into it more deeply. Here it is if you want to come out and play. The allegation that Trump's indictment was generated by AI. Let's take a look at that. Quote, Alvin Bragg's office used a custom version of Compass to find something, according to sources, end quote. Will AI eliminate bias in judgments or in indictments like these and so on? No. Actually, it turns out that, quote, even the most sophisticated AIs can inherit the racial and gender biases or biases of those who create them, end quote. You know, created in the image and likeness of the creator. In fact, AI will have the biases without the mitigating function of conscience that can make adjustments on the fly or in the moment, responding to a virtually infinite array of existential and external data and internal intuition. And what about the fact that the people using the AI might be nefarious? I understand it's a good movie. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Have you seen it? Tory warned Roger Stone that DC courts use AI-driven software with predictive analytic algorithms to, quote, help prosecutors select a jury pool that is most likely to provide the verdict they seek, end quote. Whoa. A twist on stacking the jury? A preemptive jury tampering technique? Like preemptive censorship, only in this case it's preemptive guilt? A great tool for the Democrats' desire to transform America from a society committed to innocent until proven guilty, until declared guilty. Yep, not even guilty until proven innocent, just guilty until declared guilty. Many that are using this claim it's going to save a lot of money. Well, if that's the objective, right? If the objective is no longer justice, but saving money, well, then just run the entire judicial process through your algorithm and in seconds let it spit out an answer. You can handcuff your selected guilty party and then dispense with him or her or by whatever pronoun they desire. Yeah. So you think maybe that's where we're going here? Let's see. I have about a minute. Let me talk about the upcoming war with China or get started on it. Anyway, I thought Mike Crispy made an interesting observation when he pointed out the obvious. We're being driven into war with China by the CCP-planted Manchurian American president and the entire family there that has business ties with both Ukraine and China. Now, these are the people that are leading the beating of war drums for both Ukraine and China. Don't you find that interesting? Now, you know, we've given $118 billion to Ukraine, or they've given it to them. We've had nothing to say about any of this. And now Ukraine is out of munitions. They need more. They always need more. Maybe Biden can get his Taliban buddies, you know, ship over the $85 billion in munitions he left in Afghanistan when he pulled out like a coward, withdrawing the military before he ensured all the civilians were safely evacuated. $85 billion here, $118 billion there. You know, pretty soon you're talking about some real money here. Mr. No Blank Check McCarthy? I know, maybe we can talk the deep state into releasing a few hundred billion of the $932 billion of laundered cartel money that has been found stockpiled in New Hampshire. More on that when we get a chance to talk about Mr. Mike Gills and what he's found. Anyway, the CCP are posting animated visual videos of a simulated strike on Taiwan. It was posted by CCP Military's Eastern Theater Command. All the links are in my notes, you know that. The U.S., meanwhile, is making preparations for war. Congress conducted a war game scenario, exploring what would likely happen if CCP began making moves to attack Taiwan. Conclusion? Quote, United States fails to stop Chinese invasion of Taiwan in congressional war simulation, end quote. All deterrence efforts failed. You see, these, anyway, they're planning for this, my friend. This provoked a call to arm Taiwan to the teeth. Well, there goes another few hundred billion. It is certainly true, isn't it, that elections have consequences. And stolen elections produce the worst kind of consequences. We don't even get a consequence that's representative in any measure at all of the actual sentiment of the American people. Our children and our treasure is going to be sacrificed on the altar of saving the globalist empire control and agenda. And we did not even get to exercise our own privilege of right of consent. You should be outraged. I am. I need to go to break. The U.S. has positioned military bases all around China's southeast and a few in the southwest and off the coast. I think I counted above 30 assets in place right now. Not sure how many of the CCP is positioned off our east and west coast right now. Biden is a CCP asset, a Chinese Communist Party asset, and the family business is tied closely to Ukraine and China. And don't buy the foolishness that the Democrats' long love affair with Russia is over. Here's what you need to understand. The Democrat Party's Antichrist. They want all vestiges of Christian America gone. And what better to do that than to deliver us to the Chinese Communist Party? But here's the thing about war I don't think they understand. If you hold on to the break, I'll let you know about it on the other side. I'll be right back.
God's War. Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemy is on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. A nuanced understanding of war. The Bible says, quote, "The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name." That word Lord is the translation of the Hebrew name for God, Jehovah. That's in Exodus 15:3. Many times, Scripture describes God's involvement in the wars of his people. The sovereign over all creation has appointed the sword, his sword, to the work of executing wrath upon the evildoer. He gave it to man in Genesis 9, verse 6, and you see it in Romans 13, 1 to 6. This identifies those who are charged with wielding that sword as a minister of God. Romans 13, 4. The idea that God is aloof to the affairs of nations or that he does not take sides in national conflicts, that's ridiculous. David said, "If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we would have been altogether destroyed," or something along those lines. God does take sides. This idea is not only false, it's just ludicrous. Of course God was on the side of those who were rising up against Hitler and all the horrors that were being perpetrated by that tyrant. Ludicrous means something foolish, unreasonable. So out of place, it's amusing. Ridiculous, if it wasn't so serious. He gives the kingdom, that is God, gives the kingdom to whatever nation he chooses. And by the way, that's not only a Daniel chapter 4 or Old Testament idea or concept, it's a New Testament policy. Jesus said to the scornful heirs of the kingdom that the kingdom of God, quote, shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof, Matthew 21:43. And every parable describing the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven, you know, like those in Mark 4 and then in Matthew 13, in every one of the parables of the kingdom, Jesus describes God's activity in the earth today, in this world. Not one of these kingdom of God or kingdom of heaven parables describes God's activity in heaven. It's God's kingdom rule as it is active in the earth in this world today. The sword that he gave to government, well, it's under his ordaining authority. It's commissioned by him specifically to execute wrath against evildoers on the earth and in the world that now is. Let me explain that. There is the world that now is, and then there is the world to come. Jesus is ruler of both. You see, right now, the world is divided into the kingdoms of man, and Jesus is the ruler over all of them. But when he returns, he's going to destroy all these kingdoms, and there'll be an entire, well, new world order established by Jesus Christ. It'll be the world that is to come. But right now, Jesus, after he rose again from the dead, he declared all power, and the word power translates exousia. In Greek, it means the right to rule. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Did you catch that? And in earth. I often point out that it would be sufficient for us if he just said all power is given unto me, period. We would say all power means all power, so all the power that is his. But notice how he went out of his way to point out that all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. And there would only be one reason to do that. That would be to make sure you understood, because everybody would assume he has power over heaven. The news would be, oh, you have authority, right to rule over the earth. And in the earth. Matthew 28:18, by the way, you get a load of this verse. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians chapter 1, 20 and 21, that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the throne of God, the sovereign God over all creation, quote, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. Now listen to this, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. You see, did you catch that? That's what the Bible teaches, that Jesus is king over all of the kingdoms of the world right now, in the world that is. It's as if the apostles expected anyone reading him in Ephesians would already know that this is true of him with regard to the world that now is. So he writes this in order to let us know that not only is that true now, but that's going to continue to be true in the world that's coming. We've got it perfectly backwards. We think, well, Jesus isn't really in control right now, but he will be someday. No, you're missing it. Satan has been defeated. He was prince of the world. He is no longer. He's been demoted. He is now prince of the power of the air. And again, that wasn't a promotion. That was a demotion. He's no longer prince of this world. He lost that. Jesus came and, well, you could say, dehorned him. You see, the same one that said, Jesus, who said that he would give the kingdom. And remember, that expression is referring to God's operations headquartered in heaven as they're carried out on earth. The same one that said he would give the kingdom to a nation of his own choosing is the one who ordained the sword of vengeance we read about in Romans 13. It's the same one that rules over heaven and earth in this world now and will also continue in the world to come. And he uses his sword to bring chastisement upon his own and wrath upon the wicked. I don't have time to lay it all out for you, but you can get my book, God's War. In that book, you find a comprehensive apologetic for Christian involvement in every facet of social and political life in this world right now. But get this. Jesus told his disciples to get a sword. Luke 22, verse 36. Swords aren't used to butter your bread. You know what they're used for. Self-defense, or the execution of wrath upon the evildoers. The idea that believers are supposed to be pacifists is contrary to sound doctrine. Jesus told us that we're supposed to be in the world, although not of it, we are in it. But God's word is clear on all of these things. We are kings and priests unto God. And Revelation 1, 5, and 6, where that's said about us, puts it in the present tense. We are now. We have been made kings and priests unto God. And we're commissioned as ambassadors for Christ, who currently reigns from heaven above over every kingdom of man today in this world right now. We are full participants in his work on earth, including the work of executing wrath upon evildoers. Believers not only are biblically charged and, of course, then allowed to participate in the use of his sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, but also believers are fully authorized to be active in the use of the sword of civil justice. Now, here's the thing. I'm almost out of time. I've got to get this show posted. But the fact is, God uses the sword of vengeance to execute his wrath against tyrants. I mean, just read the Bible. You'll see it all over the scriptures. There is a revelation of the mysterious workings of God in 2 Samuel 24, when read with 1 Chronicles 21, parallel passages, that really offers a very important insight to understand something I want you to get hold of right now as we think about how things are moving toward a major world war. I think the people pushing it are wicked and evil and have nothing but the wrong motivations to do it. They would spend the blood of our children and, of course, rape us of our hard-earned treasure to support their agendas and so on. And resist that by all means. But understand something of the spiritual nuance that kind of overlays all of these things. So, let me explain. No, it'll take too long. I'll sum up. Okay, little Princess Bride there. If you read the passages of Scripture carefully, 2 Samuel 24 with 1 Chronicles 21, here's what you're going to see. While men are busy pursuing a wide array of motivations, and many of them evil, while some good, well-intentioned, but much of it, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil. And a lot of warmongering is about mammon, about serving the god of mammon, about greed, and about advancing a really sustaining the whole globalist agenda is what's going on right now. There'll be wars and rumors of wars, and it's going to be one nation rising up trying to take control of the dominion of the power to control the resources of the planet, including human resources and slavery and so on. There are always those tyrants whose greed drives them to want to take liberty from man because men that are free can't be controlled. Devils are busy pursuing their machinations to advance Satan's agenda to bring the world into a one-world government under the power of his appointed man of sin. That's what's going on. That's the spiritual and then the human side of the whole thing. But that's only looking at the spiritual as high as the prince of the power of the air. You got to look higher. You got to look into the throne room of God himself. Because the fact is, through all of this, machinations of men and devils, over and above it all, God works it all out toward some good end. And we must pray God will rest that's W-R-E-S-T, as in wrestle. And we are the appointed wrestlers, by the way. But we must pray that God will wrest the sword of vengeance out of the hands of these wicked and unreasonable nut jobs running this country right now before we end up in war with anyone, much less going up against the combined forces of Russia, Iran, China, and the several other countries, by the way, that are running to China and aligning around that hub. Right now, that's happening. But please remember, believer, remnant, whatever happens, we must pray and trust that the schemes of men and devils will fail, that the overall purpose of God will prevail. I trust God will turn this to the deliverance of America from the hands of these wicked people and deliver the Chinese from the wicked oppression of communism. Now, I will hope this can be accomplished peacefully. But we know how it is with these wicked people. As David said, quote, I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war, end quote, Psalm 120, verse 7. And what are you going to do in a case where, while you're for peace, they are nonetheless for war? Well, you're going to have to step up to it and engage that enemy with the sword of vengeance that God ordained to the execution of wrath against these evildoers, like that wicked tyrant in China and the wicked tyrants running this country today. God in heaven, move us to a place where we are rid of these wicked, tyrannical people that are moved under the control of the spirit of Antichrist. That's what the Bible teaches. Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that works in these children of disobedience. Now, so I'll have to tell you about Mike Gill's story and discuss DeSantis' misguided effort to ingratiate himself with his Jewish constituents and with Trump's supporters, and what to expect in the next planned pandemic this Saturday during our live stream visit. I usually go live somewhere between, I don't know, 8 and midnight. I say that facetiously. The intention is to get on by around 8 o'clock and then pause and salute the national anthem and our flag with our J6 fellow patriots who are languishing in prison even now, and who at 9 o'clock every night gather at the bars of their jail cells and sing with all their precious hearts the national anthem. So my next live stream will be this Saturday. And if you want to get on the list of people that are notified when I plan to go on, because it is a variable thing, I can't commit myself to a specific block of time for that. My schedule won't allow it right now. But if you want to get on the list of those who are notified when I go live, then you can go to our website, brainmassage.net, and use the contact us form to let me know. Put me on the list or notify me when you go live, that kind of thing. You can also subscribe for free to have the Brain Massage Show delivered to your inbox on the night it's posted, and it's usually posted around between 4 and 5:30 or so on Friday night. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know you see them on. Email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Again, brainmassage.net. Find the contact button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. I will be in my pulpit this Sunday, and we'll be talking about advancing to victory in 2023. And you're going to love the message God has given me for this coming Sunday morning and Sunday night. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.